Torah Nun Tes in Likutei Moran, Tanina, chapter 59. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 55, on the left-hand column, about halfway down the page. Last time we learned, the last share that we had, we started this chapter. But if possible, just for purposes of clarity and to be able to get this whole chapter on one tape, we're going to try to review it and bring out some points much clearer than we mentioned last time. Basically, the subject that Rabbi Nizal is going to discuss in this chapter, Likutei Moran, is going to be the distinction, the basic difference between a tzaddik and a baal tshuva. Not just a tzaddik and a baal tshuva, but we're talking about two types of people. One type of person who's been religious his whole life, and another type of person who becomes religious at a later point in life, and therefore has catching up to do. As an introduction to this chapter, we're going to mention two items. One is a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Nun Amid Beis, which we'll explain, short paragraph. And then we're going to read from the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Chayesara, Daf Kuf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. We're going to read one paragraph that's worded extremely beautiful. Rabbi Nizal writes in his writings that the wording of the Zohar HaKadosh, if a person were to learn these same thoughts in a different sefer, there's no way in the world it could have the same effect on a person as learning it from the Zohar HaKadosh itself. Because the wording in the Zohar HaKadosh is so refined, it's so beautiful, it's so emotional in a sense, it's so well worded that a person reading these words and translating them, it has a totally different effect in terms of Musar than what you would get in any other Sefer. So now to begin, there is a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Nun Amid Beis, where the Gemara there is discussing the topic of closing up one's store on Erev Shabbos, that the minute the clock strikes 12 on Erev Shabbos, an emergency light goes on. And a person's supposed to know whether he has a store or a factory or business, whatever it is, suddenly I have no more interest in business at all. My main interest now is to dash into Shabbos. I'm looking to go into Shabbos as early as possible and as calm as possible, and I'm looking to try to steal as much of Friday and convert it to Shabbos as possible. In other words, I don't want to start Shabbos exactly at the moment of Shabbos. I want to add on to Shabbos as much of Friday as I possibly can. So the Gemara there is discussing this subject, and the Gemara says you should know that there are four kinds of people. There are four types of people. Yesh Zoriz V'Niskar, Zoriz V'Nifsad, Shofol V'Niskar, Shofol V'Nifsad. The Gemara in Psachim tells us that there are four different types of people. There's one person who's Zoriz V'Niskar. Zoriz in this Gemara means a person who's a worker. He's a real solid worker, V'Niskar, and he gets rewarded for his work. There's another kind of person who's a Zoriz, who's a workaholic, he's also a worker, V'Nifsad, and he loses as a result of his work. There's a third person who's Shofol, who's lazy, V'Niskar, and he's rewarded for his laziness. There's a fourth person who's Shofol, who's lazy, V'Nifsad, and he loses because of his laziness. The Gemara says, what are we talking about here? Zoriz V'Niskar, a person who works well and hard, and he gets rewarded for it. We're talking about a person who goes to work solid 6 days a week or 5 days a week. He puts in his time and he gives it his best shot, and on Friday afternoon, he closes up, period. He's not interested in any business then. He's just interested in getting into Shabbos. That's his main interest. That's a person who works hard. He puts in a lot of effort, and he's rewarded for his effort. There's a Zoriz V'Nifsad, a person who works hard, and he gets punished for his work, or he loses because of his work. This is a person who decides to work hard on Friday afternoon. He's working hard all week, and he decides to continue working hard on Friday afternoon, and he doesn't realize he's botching up all the good that he did during the week. He's botching it up by working at a time when he's not supposed to be working, at a time when he should be trying to close up shop as early as possible to give himself a chance to get ready for Shabbos. Then there's shofel v'niskar. There's a person who's lazy, and he's rewarded for his laziness. Again, this is a person who knows when to be lazy. He's lazy on Friday afternoon, meaning lazy from doing work. He's not looking to make another sale or to write another program or anything like that. He's lazy from putting in extra effort, extra work. He's interested in just going into Shabbos. Then there's shofel v'nifsad. There's a person who's lazy and he gets punished for his laziness, or he loses because of his laziness. That's a person who not only doesn't he work on Friday afternoon, he doesn't work on Thursday afternoon either, and not on Wednesday afternoon. That's a person who doesn't work at all. He's a solid lazy bones. He loses because of his laziness. This is a discussion in the Gemara in Pesachim over there. It's discussing this law of working on Friday afternoon and all the details. Rabbeinu Zal touches on that Gemara. He uses that Gemara as a reference to show us that sometimes Zrizus is commended. Sometimes we compliment a person for his speed and for his putting in a lot of work. Sometimes we tell a person that for rushing and for doing a lot fast, you could be losing, you could be hurting yourself in doing so. This is an introduction. We're going to see soon how this applies to a tzaddik versus a baal tshuva. This is point number one of introduction. Point number two, before we go into this chapter on the Likutei Moran, we're going to read a paragraph from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Chayisara, Daf Kuf Chof Tes Amar Aleph, where the Zohar HaKadosh says in its eloquent manner, the Zohar HaKadosh discusses the greatness of Avraham Avinu and the greater level of a Baal Tshuva, greater than Avraham Avinu. The Zohar HaKadosh says, based on the Pasuk in the Chumash, the Avraham Zokain Bo Bayomim V'Hashem Berach Es Avraham Bakoil. Avraham Avinu became old. He came on in years. Bo Bayomim, and he arrived with all of his days, with all of his accomplishments. V'Hashem Berach Es Avraham Bakoil, and Hashem blessed him with everything. Listen to what the Zohar HaKadosh has to say. Rabbi Yehuda Posach. Rabbi Yehuda opened up with the following statement, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 65, Ashrei Tivchar Usekorev Yishkoin Chatzerecho. Fortunate is the person who makes the right choice. What's his choice? He chooses to come close to Hashem, Usekarev. He chooses to come close, Yishkoin Chatzerecho. And he decides to live in the courtyard of Hashem. Not in the house of Hashem, in the chotzer of Hashem, in the courtyard of Hashem. Haikro Itmar, Rabbi Yehuda says, we already discussed this pasuk on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis. Avol, however, we're going to resume the discussion. We're going to discuss this pasuk again. And he says, Zako hu barnash, fortunate is the person, Do'orchoi iskashron kabikutche barichu, whose path in life is pleasing to Hashem. Hashem is pleased with what he's doing. Ve'ihu isra'i bei, likrovale legabei. And he arouses himself to bring himself close to Hashem. Tochazi, come and understand. Avraham iskarev legabei. Avraham Avinu started to come close to Hashem. V'te'ufte delay, hava kol yoyma b'hai. His desire, Avraham Avinu's desire throughout his entire life was only this. His only desire was to come close to Hashem. V'loy iskariv Avraham b'yoyma chodo. And Avraham Avinu did not come close to Hashem in one day, or in 1 hour, or in one shot. Elo uvdoi krivulei b'chol yoymoi, midargo ledargo ad istalik bedargoi. It's his actions, his deeds, every single one of his mitzvos that he performed every single day brought him close to Hashem, each and every single day elevating him from one level to the next level, and then to the third level, constantly moving up another inch, climbing this ladder, ad de istalik bedargoi, until he reached his peak, until he reached his highest level. Kadhavisiv, when Avram Avinu got older, the ol bedargin Elohim, and he rose to the highest of heights, he rose to the highest level that he could achieve. Kidikochozi, as we see in the Pasuk testifies, the Avraham Zokain, that Avram Avinu achieved, Avram Avinu achieved the title of Zokain, an elderly person, which in the Torah, we don't call Zokain just a person that's old in years. Zokain is a respectable title that we give to a person who has become old in serving Hashem, meaning he spent many, many days and many years serving Hashem. Ukedain bo bayomim. And when he got old, he came with a big shopping bag, with big suitcases full of many, many days of having served Hashem. Hundreds, thousands, millions of mitzvahs that he had accumulated over many, many hundreds, thousands of hours of serving Hashem. Ukedain bo bayomim beinun yoimin Elohim. When the Pasuk says he came with his days, it means he came with these heavenly days, with these holy days, beinun yoimin yedion, with these days that were filled with wisdom, with knowledge of Torah, berozo de mehemenusa. And he came with the secret power of faith in Hashem. In other words, many, many days in which his faith in Hashem was complete, 100%. What does the Pasuk tell us? As a result of all of this effort and these years and years of serving Hashem, Vahashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil, Hashem blessed Avram Avinu with everything. The Zohar Kodesh explains, Demitamon Nafkin Kol Berchon V'Kol Tivu. It's when a person reaches that level that Avram Avinu reached, the level of Zokain, this level of Yoimin Elohim, where he reached a very, very high level of Kiddusha, then Hashem blessed him with everything, because from that level comes forth everything. All the blessings that exist and all the good that exist emanates from this high level of Kiddusha called Zokain, Zokain the Kiddusha, Chochma, Kulam Bechochma, Siso, etc., etc. We're not going to get into any of the Kabbalah here, just keep it very simple on a level of Musar. That's Avraham Avinu. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zakoin Inun Moreyahin de Tshuva. Fortunate, how lucky are these Balei Tshuva, a person that zeicha to become a Baal Tshuva, deho b'shata choda, because this guy, in one shot, b'yoma choda, in one day, b'rega choda, in one second, kriven legabi kutshe berichu, he can come close to Hashem to such an extent, madaloi hava hochi afilu l'tzadikim gemurim, diskarivu gabi kutshe berichu bekama shnin. This Baal Tshuva is able to come close to Hashem in one day, in one hour, in one second, more than a Tzaddik Gomor was able to come close to Hashem over a period of years. This is the exact wording in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, Avraham loy ol bi'inun yoimen Elohim adahavu siv. Avram Avinu didn't get to rise to this very, very high level until he got older. It took many, many years. Kimodi Itmar, as we learned, V'chein David, and so true about King David, so true about David HaMelech, D'chsiv, the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, V'haMelech David Zokain Bo Bayomim. The Pasuk says about David HaMelech, the same exact words just about as by Avram Avinu, that David HaMelech became old and he came with all of his days. Now, interestingly, the Chidozal points out here, there's a footnote here, where the Chidozal points out, note, we're talking about David HaMelech here, and he's not called a Baal Tshuva. David HaMelech isn't by any means called a Baal Tshuva. David HaMelech is put in the category of Tzadikim Gemurim. The same term, that same terminology that's used about Avraham Avinu, the Avraham Zokim Bo Bayomim, that's the same terminology that's used about Dovid HaMelech, VaHaMelech Dovid Zokim Bo Bayomim. Because by Dovid HaMelech, there wasn't whatsoever this concept of falling into the hands of the Klipos and being pulled out. Even if there was any tiny pigam that he made, the pigam in no way pulled him down into the hands of the Klipos where he had to climb out of there. It was nothing like that. He is still classified as Tzadik Gomor. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, note, by Avraham Avinu and by Dovid HaMelech, it says that by them it took many, many years for them to get to the level that they got to. Avol Morei de Tshuva, but these Balei Tshuva, Miyad O'ol, the Izdabik Pei Bikud Shebarichu. Immediately, he shoots up like a rocket, and he becomes attached to Hashem. His attachment, he can cover more ground, more miles, in 1 second, or in 1 hour, or in one shot, with one action of a mitzvah that he does, than a tzaddik can cover over a period of many, many years. And this is why we're not going to go any further into the full details here, but the Zohar HaKadosh says, note, that's why it uses this term, Yishkoin Chatzeirecho, that these tzaddikim gemurim, about them we use the term that they reside in the courtyard of Hashem. The Balei Tshuva are able to climb even inside the house of Hashem. In a sense, they're considered on a higher level, closer to Hashem, than the tzaddikim gemurim. So note, the Zohar HaKadosh has prepared for us a yesod, a foundation, that we should know that the manner in which a tzaddik comes close to Hashem is different from the manner of a Baal Tshuva. By a tzaddik, it's a methodical, step-by-step approach of climbing from one level to the other level, and there's a consistency here. There's a concept of not, being a good boy for a week, then he goes to sleep for a month, then he wakes up again, goes to sleep again, has a fallout, nothing like that. There's a consistency, a regularity in the manner that these tzaddikim serve Hashem versus the Baal Tshuva, who has a fall, one fall, or 100 falls, chas v'shalom, and then he pulls himself back up, and he's classified as this Baal Tshuva, where the Zohar HaKadosh testifies clearly that he's in a position in 1 second to cover more mileage than these tzaddikim gemurim can cover over a period of years. These two items, the Gemara and Psachim that we discussed, and the Zohar HaKadosh, are going to serve as the introduction for what Rabbeinu Zal is going to present now in this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says, Yesh Zoriz V'Niskar, Zoriz V'Nifsad. The Gemara in Psachim discusses a concept of a person who rushes. Zoriz, remember, we interpreted the pshat in the Gemara in Psachim is that a zoriz means a person who works. But the word zrizus in Hebrew also means speed, a person who rushes. There's a person who rushes, and he's rewarded for his rushing. His rushing is a positive step. It's a good thing. Zoriz v'nifsad. There's another person who rushes, and as a result of his going quickly, he loses out, he misses out on certain things. What are we referring to? Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki da, you should know, Ki mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. There's a statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that one mitzvah pulls along another mitzvah. This is a statement, that if a Jew does a mitzvah, you should know that these mitzvahs are like the mafia lahavdol. They're all connected, they're all family, they're all hooked up in some way, and you latch on to one, automatically this one pulls you to this one, leads you to this one, to that one. There's a link between each and every member of this whole glob. So too within these 613 mitzvahs, they're not separate entities that are not connected. On the contrary, there is a link, there is a rope, a string, in between each mitzvah and another mitzvah, whereby one mitzvah has the power to pull along another mitzvah or another group of mitzvahs. Nimtza, we see from this, shehamitzvah goyreres es chaverto, that one mitzvah pulls along its friend. Ubevadai yesh eze bechina bein hamitzvahs, ma shehu bein mitzvah lemitzvah, shehu mekasher mitzvah achas lechaverto. There must be a certain concept of a rope or a string, something, this item that exists between the two mitzvahs, which is what connects them, and which is what helps one mitzvah to be pulled along by the other mitzvah. Asher al yedei zeh ha-mitzvahs nigrorim achas al chaverta. It's through this connecting item, through this connector, this rope in between, this imaginary string in between, that allows one mitzvah to be pulled along with another mitzvah. Ube'emes, Rabbeinu Zal says, the fact is that zeis ha-bechino bi'atzmo, this item itself, hainu mashehu bein ha-mitzvahs kanal, this item that exists between the two mitzvahs, this item is also very precious. It's very special to Hashem. It's very important to Hashem. We're going to explain soon what it is. What is this string? But somehow there exists some kind of imaginary item that's between the two mitzvahs that connects them. And Rabbeinu Zal says this item is also very precious. The alkane, and therefore, mi shehu tzadik min urav, a person who has been a tzadik from his youth, he's been religious from when he was first born, v'hoylech b'derech hayosher mi yomov mi darga ledarga, and he has been going on a righteous path throughout his life, advancing from one step to the next, constantly growing and going from level to level. K'moy shekosov b'Avraham, as is written about Avraham Avinu in the Chumash, v'Avraham zokein bo bayomim, that Avraham Avinu was old and he came with all of his days. Meaning, she'Avraham bo ledargo shaloi al yedei hayomim, Avraham Avinu arrived at his level not by jumping, not by making any big, wild jumps, but he arrived by going through days, many, many days of serving Hashem, hundreds or thousands of days of serving Hashem. Kimuva b'Zoyar, as is explained in the Zoyar HaKodesh, which we just read, ki ben gimel shonim hikeres boiroi, because the Gemara tells us in Edorim that Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he acknowledged Hashem. There's a pasuk in the Chumash, as we explained last week, where the pasuk says, Ekev asher shoma Avraham bekoili. Hashem says, because Avraham Avinu listened to everything I told him to do, therefore I'm going to do such and such for him. The Gemara says in Edorim, what is this word Ekev, because? What does that word teach us? The Gemara says the word Ekev is Bigimatria 172. This comes to teach us, we know that Avraham Avinu was 175 when he passed away. If the Torah tells us that because he listened to me, it means he listened to me for Ekev years. For 172 years, he listened to Hashem, he followed Hashem, implying that he came to recognize Hashem from when he was 3 years old. And he was constantly advancing from one level to the next level. Therefore, any person who is like Avraham Avinu, who's religious from when he was first born, and his serving of Hashem is a constant growing, step by step, going from level to level, who mafsid al yedei hazrizus. Such a person, if he tries to accelerate this process, if he tries to go quickly, to speed up the process of coming close to Hashem, he tries to skip some steps, he will lose as a result of this. Why? Kikishehu zoriz godoil. Because if this person tries to be very fast, verotz bizrizus mi mitzvah lemitzvah, and he runs quickly, he jumps from one mitzvah to the next, jumping real quickly, azai hu mafsid al yedeze es bechinas hakidusha mashehu bein mitzvah lemitzvah kanal. Then he loses out, he misses out on this level of holiness that exists between the mitzvahs. Meaning, if we could picture this as if mitzvah number one is over here in this chair, mitzvah number two is on the chair on the opposite side of the table, and there definitely exists something between them, which for now, let's make believe it's this table here that's in between them that connects one mitzvah to the next. Rabbeinu Zal told us earlier that the table is also an item of Kiddusha, an item of holiness, and it's something very precious to Hashem. Therefore, a person whose approach in coming close to Hashem is methodical and consistent, and he's going from level to level, if such a person jumps fast from mitzvah to mitzvah, he will lose out on taking complete advantage of what there is to be gained by this intermediate step, by this table that's in between. We're going to explain soon exactly what that means. But for now, we know that there is something in between one mitzvah to the other, which this person whose approach to Hashem is slow and methodical, we don't want him to miss out on that in-between item. And if he does, it's considered a loss. He lost out on something important. Rabbeinu Zal explains why. Because through this person's speed, who over umedalek ala bechina zois, he jumps over and he skips over this in-between item. Why? Ki hamitzvah bi'atzmo hoileches elov. Because remember, the mitzvah isn't standing still. When a person does mitzvahs, it's as if there's an assembly line coming towards him. It's as if it's a rope. The Gemara calls it chavilois, chavilois mitzvahs. Bundles and bundles of mitzvahs. You picture a person pulling in a string, and the first thing he gets is one mitzvah, and he's still pulling up the string, which means the mitzvahs, or he's not even pulling. Automatically, it's like on an assembly line, the string is moving by itself. The mitzvahs are headed towards him. Once a person gets on this type of track of doing the right thing, the mitzvahs start rolling towards him by themselves. So the mitzvah is moving towards him, it's a moving target. It's moving towards him. If he decides to jump quickly to get to it, Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ki hinim sheches v'nigreres elav al yidei mitzvah rishona shegoyreres es hashniyah kanal." This second mitzvah is automatically coming towards him by itself, because it got pulled along through the first mitzvah that he did. The first mitzvah that he did pulled along a second mitzvah and caused that second mitzvah to start heading towards him, and it's moving. Ukishigam hu rutz bizrizus ela mitzvah. And when this guy makes a mad dash to get to the mitzvah, he runs towards the mitzvah also. Azai yuchal ledaleg velaver sabachino hanal. It's possible for the person to miss out and to skip over, to pass over this in-between item that we spoke about, dahainu mashehu bein hamitzvos kanal, this item which exists in between the mitzvos. The alkein, and therefore, hu zoriz v'nifsad. Therefore, this is the person about whom the Gemara is using the term that he's a zoriz. He's a person who's being speedy. But as a result of his speed, he's making a mistake. He's losing out on something. Nifsad, he's causing himself a hefsid, a loss, through his speed. Rabbeinu Zal says, Avol kisheshoy hektas. But when such a person goes slowly, he advances slowly, he takes his time a little, Yuchal betoich kach lahasig gam habachino shebein hamitzvos kanal. If he advances slowly from one mitzvah to the next, then in his slow, methodical progress, he's able to achieve an understanding and an accomplishment of this level that's in between the mitzvahs also. He gets that also. He accomplishes that also. The cholze, all of this is said, lemi shehoylech bedarkei Hashem keseder min ha'urav, to an individual who has been serving Hashem properly from the time that he was a kid, from when he was young. He was religious and he was doing all the right things. That's the person that we're talking to in everything that we said till now. Avol mi shetzorich lasis tshuva. But a person who wasn't religious for a portion of his life, there was a section of his life that he missed out on completely. For that period of time, he wasn't religious. He wasn't Torah observant. Hu tzorich dafka lihiyos zoriz godol ma'oid ma'oid. This person has to run very, very, very quickly, lemaher, to rush, velorutz ma'oid, and to run extremely quickly, lehimoleit al nafshoi, to save his life, meaning this person who allowed himself to be caught up in the wrong things, whether it be drugs, Rahmanul Itzlan, or other things, whatever negative path he was on, which allowed him to be far from Torah for a substantial part of his life, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, whatever it is, and he lost out on that chunk of his life, Rabbi Nizal says, this guy's got to put on the speed. He's got to put on his sneakers and run as fast as he can to get away from these things that he got hooked on, these things that he got caught up in. And it's forbidden for him to stand around and think things over and play around, start figuring out exactly what am I... No playing around. For such a person, it's a time for action. You're in a mud pie, you're in quicksand. Put on your sneakers and get yourself out of there real fast. Don't ask any questions, nothing. Run to get away from whatever you have to get away from and run to advance yourself in Kedusha to get yourself solidly into the folds of the Kedusha. Ki bal tshuva einoy hoylech midargo ledargo klal. Because a Baal Tshuva does not go from level 1 to level 2 and then from 2 to 3 whatsoever. Ve'ein beinoi ubein hakdusha shum bechino hanal. And within his spectrum, within his target, within his scope, there's none of this nonsense of this in between one mitzvah and the other mitzvah. That doesn't exist for him at all whatsoever. Ki hu tzorich lahaschil michodosh. We're talking about a person who has to make a brand new beginning. Let's say he let 20 or 30 or 50, whatever many years of his life go by without doing the wrong thing. This is a guy who's got to make a brand new commitment to start fresh. V'hu tzorich lorutz uledaleg el hakdusha. This person has to run and skip and jump very quickly towards the kedusha. Kemuva, as is brought in many svarim, shehabal tshuva tzorich ledaleg al ma shetzorich ledaleg. There are many Sforim, Rabbi Nizal says, that tell us this concept that a Baal Tshuva is one who has to skip and jump and run quickly to run away to escape what he has to escape from. This thing that he was caught up in till now that didn't allow him to come close to Hashem, that didn't allow him to observe the mitzvahs of the Torah, he has to run quickly to jump to get away from it and to solidify his stance, his commitment within the Kedusha. Ve'ish kozeh, and such a person who zoriz v'niskar. For him, if he's speedy, if he rushes, he's rewarded for his rushing. His rushing is a positive step. It's a good thing. Period. This is what Rabbi Nizal says. Now, Rabbi Nizal explains, U'bechino shebein hamitzvah kanal. What are we talking about here? What's this thing that exists between the mitzvahs, between one mitzvah and the next mitzvah? Hu kigoin, Rabbi Nizal says, this is represented within the Torah by the sentences, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor v'osisa. The Torah was supposed to be 613 instructions by Hashem. Clear, specific instructions. Put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, go to shul, eat kosher, don't be nasty, don't cheat or steal in business, be honest, be sincere, help your friend, visit the sick. That's what the Torah is for. What's all of this jelly? What's all of this nonsense, or so it appears, in between the mitzvahs? We find that the Torah says maybe 4,500 times, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber al Bnei Israel, speak to the Jews, V'yomar ta'alem, and say to them, ta 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 ta. All of this stuff in between the mitzvahs, it would seem that a person could take a scissors, chas v'shalom, and cut and paste, take out all of this excess stuff, and it would seem as if the Torah would be intact. You would still have all the commandments. You're just stripping away this seemingly extra stuff. Rabbi Nizal says, Ubevadai yesh avoida gam be'elu hadiburim shehem koidem hamitzvah. And certainly, there is an act of serving Hashem that's hidden in these words also, in the words Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, in those words. Otherwise, those words wouldn't be there. The fact that those words are found in the Torah implies that there is an aspect of serving of Hashem that's found in those words. It's not obvious, it's not something that we see clearly, but it's definitely there. Because Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki ikar ha-mitzvah bi-atzmo ne'mar ba-toiro achar kach, achar tevas v'yosiso. Because the main substance of the mitzvah is written after this, after it says, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said to him, Vosiso, you should do the following. What's the following? Make an oron, make a shulchan for the Beis HaMikdash, make this, make whatever it is. The main substance of the mitzvah comes after that. Avol be'emes, but Rabbeinu Zal says, the fact is, that bevadai gam bepsukim hanal, that certainly in these sentences also, in these sentences, these surrounding sentences, shebein mitzvah la mitzvah, which are found in between one mitzvah and the next mitzvah, yesh bohem avoida, there is also found a concept of serving Hashem in those sentences also. Vezehu bechinas hanal ma shebein mitzvah la mitzvah. And this is what we discussed earlier in this chapter, this concept of the rope, this imaginary rope or string that's in between one mitzvah and the next mitzvah that hooks them together. Inside the Torah itself, it's represented by these sentences, these whole sentences that are in between one mitzvah and the other that seem not to have any clear value at all, and yet there is an aspect of serving of Hashem that's found in those sentences. The Oid Yesh Bozer, Rabbeinu Zal says, there's more to say about this. Va'ayin b'mokoyim acher me'inyin zeh. Check out chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Beis, where over there Rabbeinu Zal discusses this subject in a little bit more detail. Shebe'emes yesh avoida gam beposuk vayedaber. Rabbeinu Zal over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran says that within the Torah there are two parts to it. There's the obvious portion, there's the nigla, the obvious, and there's the nistar, the hidden portion. And Rabbeinu Zal says this concept of nigla and nistar is also a concept of this basic discussion of the mitzvahs that appears in the Torah. That's called the nigla. The nistar, the higher portion, the deeper portion, is these surrounding words, these makifim, the Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, and all of these kind of words that surround the mitzvahs. That represents a deeper level of Torah that's even higher than the mitzvah itself. And that's this in-between level. For now, I want to hold it over here, because we're touching on something that's a little bit deep. If anybody's interested, for those that are capable, you can look back. Unfortunately, we don't have tapes yet to cover Torah Chof Beis and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, because we didn't start taping until chapter 40 or so. Hopefully someday we'll fill in those chapters also on tape. But if anybody wants, hopefully we'll discuss that at greater length if we discuss that chapter again, Torah Chof Beis and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which, just to whet your appetite a little, before Rabbeinu Zal gave that shiur, he said to his students that I was up in heaven and I came to a certain room in heaven and there was an angel standing at the door and he wouldn't let me in. He wouldn't let anybody in, pretty much. And Rabbeinu Zal said that each one of the tzaddikim is given a certain expense account, but there's a better word for a salesman. What's the word that they give him up money up front? A drawer. Each tzaddik is given a drawer, in a sense, for the year, like an expense account, sort of, which he can use to purchase whatever the tzaddik needs to purchase in order to serve Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal said that his drawer was a certain value, a certain amount. And he came to this malach, and the malach would not allow him to enter into this room unless he gave up his entire drawer, the entire expense account. Rabbeinu Zal says he did this. I gave him my entire drawer, my entire allowance for a year, and he let me into the room. I was permitted to enter, and the shir I'm about to give is part of what I heard in that room. That's chapter 22 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, Chosam B'Toy Chosam. This chapter, which is one of the most spectacular chapters in Likutei Moran, obviously. That's where Rabbein Ezal goes into a beautiful, deep discussion about this subject of Nigla and Nistar in association with Torah and Tefillah, and corresponding to this concept of the major portion of the mitzvah and these surrounding pieces, the makifin of the mitzvahs, the Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, which is a higher level of avodas Hashem than the mitzvah itself, even. Baruch Hashem.
The reason that tzaddik he has to go slow is because he has to get these in-between portion of the mitzvahs. What about Baal Shuva? If he's skipping from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, he's going to miss out on this.
The answer is, it's true, but because of his situation, because of the emergency light that's on for him, because he has to get away from certain things, and because he has to make solid roots within the Kiddusha, Rabbein Ezal says it seems that it's impossible if he tries to achieve that in-between piece, that's like a ribui shemen for him. That's too high a level because he's a Baal Tshuva and he's new to religion. If he tries to go this methodical way of pnimi, makif, it's not going to work. It's possible for him to get zapped before he's absorbed enough mitzvahs, he can fall out. Therefore, for him, the trick is to race and gobble up as many mitzvahs, as much Torah and mitzvahs as he can, to give himself solid footing. And then, once he changes, once he gives up that title of Baal Tshuva, in a sense, and adopts the title of Tzaddik, then he's in a position to go this methodical approach, this slow, methodical, consistent approach. Now, there's a very interesting point. Coincidentally, we're giving the shir tonight on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rav Nosson Zal points out in Likutei Halachos, we know that Rosh Chodesh is a day of tshuva. We say in the Amidah of Rosh Chodesh, we say, Zman Kaporo L'chol Toldeisam, that this day is the day that's designated Erev Rosh Chodesh. There are many people that fast that day because it's a time of tshuva. Once a month, we do tshuva for everything we did wrong the whole month, and we try to be extra special. We try to be better. This is the day on which Hashem himself asked the Jews to bring a sacrifice to forgive for Hashem's sin, kaviyochel, in a sense, of making the moon smaller than the sun. We had whole discussions about that in the past. So therefore, while Hashem is coming in begging for forgiveness, we come in at the same time, and in a sense, we trade apologies, kaviyochel, and everybody gets forgiven on this day of Rosh Chodesh. Rav Nosson Zal points out on Likutei Halachos, this is why you'll note, if you study the laning, the Kriya Satorah of Rosh Chodesh, you'll know that normally, we go in sequence. You say the first sentence, then the second sentence, then the third sentence, then the fourth sentence. Note, when it comes to the laning of Rosh Chodesh, it's the one time in the year when we read the first sentence, the second sentence, the third sentence. Then for the Levi, we go back. We skip. We jump back and repeat sentence number 3 a second time. We start from there, and then we do 3, 4, 5, etc., etc. Why this skipping? This skipping represents the Baal Tshuva. The Baal Tshuva is the one whose concept of coming close to Hashem is not the methodical approach. It involves a jumping. Jumping forward sometimes jumping backwards. It's not this smooth, consistent approach. He's got to be prepared for these jumps, for this bouncing. Sometimes he gets bounced forward, sometimes he gets bounced backwards, and he's got to be prepared to handle it. I'm just giving you a little touch, a little flavor of tremendous discussions that Rav Nosson Zal has on Likutei Halachos on this subject, this concept of the Baal Tshuva jumping versus the Tzaddik's methodical, consistent approach. Now, the obvious question here, based on what we quoted in the Zohar HaKadosh, which idiot we want to be a Tzaddik? If the Zohar HaKadosh is telling you clearly that a Tzaddik has to work many years to get to what a Baal Tshuva can get in an hour or a second, the Zohar HaKadosh uses the word rega, a second, who's dreaming of becoming a tzaddik? And the answer is, as Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos, don't think that tzaddikim are that dumb. The tzaddik makes sure to take full advantage of all the benefits of being a Baal Tshuva also. So that the manner in which a tzaddik looks at himself is, he's constantly doing tshuva. He's constantly looking in a mirror and saying, yuck. As great as we look at him as being, he looks at himself and says, I'm a zero. I wake up this morning, I look in the mirror, and what do I see there? A big, fat zero. It looks to me, he humbles himself so low, as if he's accomplished nothing so far. As if he's a total zero, or worse than zero, as if he's a minus. And he wakes up in the morning, and he starts serving Hashem brand new, racing, with that speed that a Baal Tshuva is supposed to have. You watch these rezus that a tzaddik goes to the mikveh and davens and goes about all his doing mitzvahs. It's these rezus of a Baal Tshuva. He takes on this image so that he actually dances on both sides of the fence simultaneously. He's a tzaddik, and he makes believe as much as he can that he's a Baal Tshuva to get all the full benefits of being a Baal Tshuva. And this is the actual translation that the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh gives. The Baal Shem Tov says, no, the Gemara says, "B'mokim shebalei tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemur micholam la'amoid," that the level that a Baal Tshuva is on, a tzadik gomor can't be on. The Baal Shem Tov says, what does Baal Tshuva mean? Baal Tshuva doesn't mean a person doing tshuva. Baal Tshuva means a master of tshuva, like a teacher of tshuva, meaning a rabbi. These rabbis who make it their life's effort to help people do tshuva, they're the ones who are called Baal Tshuva, the master of tshuva, the teacher of tshuva in a sense. Just like Baal Tefillah means a master of tefillah, as in Rabbeinu Zal's story that Maisa mi Baal Tefillah. The Baal Tefillah was the one who taught people the art of tefillah. So too, this definition comes from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, when the Gemara says Baal Tshuva, it doesn't mean any yo-yo off the street who's been a rat for 20, 30 years. He's been involved in any kind of lunacy and everything. And one day he wakes up, puts up a big neon sign on his face, I'm a Baal Tshuva, and suddenly he's better than Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, and all of that. It's nothing like that. Baal Tshuva, the type of Baal Tshuva, who's considered on a higher level than Avraham Avinu, we're talking about somebody very special, period. Therefore, each and every one of us who knows that we have what to correct, what to fix, we have to try the best we can to fill these shoes of Baal Tshuva, to try to be worthy of this title of being a master of tshuva, to be consistent in this tshuva, constantly to be judging ourselves, and constantly to be dissatisfied with where we're at, constantly looking to go higher and higher, to start brand new in serving Hashem. And this is the concept of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh means new. This day of tshuva called Rosh Chodesh, the title of the day is Miloshen Chodesh. Chodesh means Chodesh, new. That the manner that a Jew succeeds most in serving Hashem is when his service every day is brand new. I don't look at it as if today is the 450th day I'm putting on tefillin. Tomorrow morning I'm excited because for the first time in my life, I'm going to be putting on a pair of tefillin and a talis. And I can't wait to feel what it feels like on my head. I can't wait to see what it's going to do for my brain. I believe, be'emunah shleima, that this is going to affect such a tikkun for my brain, for my neshama, and everything else. And if a person takes that attitude, they can draw from all the benefits that Rabbeinu Zal explained in this chapter on the Likutei Moran of the Zoriz Veniskar. A person who's speedy and fast, and he doesn't lose out as a result of it. On the contrary, he benefits in a very big way. Baruch Hashem.